day, fellow Californians, or wherever you may be. Did you get one of those nifty little election pamphlets in the mail recently? Did you? You know, we have an election coming up, right? June 5th, get your ass out and vote. Do you even know who's running? Do you even know the propositions? Bet you didn't. Well, don't worry, I know most of you don't like to read, so I'm going to tell you all about them. Let's start the show.
Get out and vote. Get out and vote or die. Get out and vote. Get out and vote or die. Get out and vote. Get out and vote or die. Get out and vote. Get out and vote or die.
That's right, that's right. Big Ray Phil podcast number 89. We got a big-ass election coming up, y'all. Did you even know that? Did you know we had elections other than the ones in November? Oh, yeah, this is a big one, too. It's time to elect a governor of this fine state. One that hopefully won't fuck us like Jerry Brown has fucked us right in the ass. Right in the asshole, raw. That's funny, he fucked us in the ass in the 70s. And then we forgot, and we re-elected him. And now he's fucking us in the ass again. But this time with a creepy old man Viagra dick. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Well, this is Mood Bean's last term, thank fucking Christ. Too bad he didn't die in office. We could at least have that drama, although there still is a couple of months to go. But anyway, if you've checked your mailbox recently, do you even check your mailbox anymore? Nothing much in there these days, right? Except for bills from people you've asked to go paperless, and they still send you paper fucking bills. Or every Tuesday you get all those goddamn coupons from places you'd never go to in a million years. But if you looked in there recently, there is a fairly important piece of paperwork in there. It's called the California Statewide Direct Primary, or whatever state you live in, you probably have one of these. But since I live in California, of course, I can only speak of the California primary. And election day is Tuesday, June 5th, or so for God's sakes, even though it's all rigged and most of it's bullshit, at least you get in there so you can vote no on the propositions. The ones that raise taxes or hit you with stupid laws that we don't fucking need. It's the official voter information guide, and inside it, it gives you all the info you need to make an educated decision on who to vote for, or what to vote for, or what to vote against. And if you live in California like I do, I'm sure you are quite sick and tired of the ultra-liberal politics that have completely fucked the state. Alright, let's be serious. To be so far to the left or so far to the right is fucking dangerous. We need some fucking middle ground. We need some balance. I'm so sick of these ultra-liberals sitting in there. All they do is raise fucking taxes. And they claim that they're for the environment, for climate change, yet they have no problem building a big giant railroad across a state that we don't fucking need. Right? So the most important thing is to vote out the people that were for the bullet train. And I'm going to tell you about those people as I go through the list. All right? Now, when you open up the booklet, the first thing it does is explain about the propositions that are on the ballot. I'm going to get to those at the end. I want to jump right to the candidates, all right? Let's talk about the people that are running for U.S. Senate from California, all right? See if we want to elect these people to represent us in Washington, all right? And my guess is probably not one goddamn one of them, right? But anyway, here we go. Let's see who we got. Let's see who the candidates are for U.S. Senate. All right, first up, and this is the order they have them in the pamphlet. Here we go. Kevin DeLeon, Democrat. The president is hellbent. Okay, let's stop right there. Here's a rule of mine. Any candidate that has to use their bio to bitch and whine about Donald Trump is out, 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 out. Everybody and their mother whines about Donald Trump. It's getting old. I don't give a fuck if you like Trump or not. I don't personally like him, but bitching about him all the rest of your life is not going to solve anything. All right? He's in there. We want to get rid of him. We vote him out in the next election. Okay? That's what you do. The president is hellbent on dividing our people like we weren't already divided a long time ago and demeaning our California ideals. What ideals? To tax us to fucking death? You have absolutely no problem doing that. The Washington status quo is either unwilling or incapable of digging in and fighting back. Fighting back against what? Corruption? They want corruption. They love corruption. That's why they became politicians. What, it all fell apart as soon as Trump got elected? It was fucked long before you were even born, sir. Californians deserve a senator who will fight tirelessly for their futures. Well, you sound like a wuss. With passion and independence. You're a Democrat. You're not independent. Like many of us chasing the American dream. You're still chasing the American dream? That's your dream, is to become a senator? It's a pretty lame dream. I understand nothing is handed to you. Only in America could an immigrant housekeeper son like me grow up to lead the California Senate. I've shared your life experiences, struggling to pay for housing, worrying about college tuition, and covering healthcare costs. So you're just going to get there and make everything all hunky-dory. It's a struggle too few Washington, D.C. leaders understand. None of them understand. With billionaires occupying two-thirds of the Senate, it's easy to understand how they've gotten so out of touch with everyday Americans. Oh, like you're so in touch. Yeah, wait till you get in there. You're going to be just like them. Despite their rhetoric, D.C. Democrats are dragging their feet on universal health care and climate change. Well, at least he's blaming Democrats for some of the fuckery. Fearing oil and drug company lobbyists. No, they don't fear them. They want that money that they know they're going to get. That shut-up money. As your Senate leader, I never settled for small thinking. I led historic efforts to improve the lives of everyday Californians. How'd you improve my life? I don't even know you. Never even heard of you. By taking action on universal health care, pay equity, you know, he's one of those guys, immigrant and civil rights, a $15 minimum wage. How's that working, by the way? More lost jobs, more closed businesses. Debt-free higher education, and making California a world leader in the fight against climate change. Oh, God. Another one of these. You know, anybody who bitches about climate change? This guy's mentioned it more than once. Out. Done. The climate just fell apart as soon as Trump got elected? Is that what they're getting at? We need new leadership. We're never going to get it. In the Senate to get this country headed in the right direction with an economy that works for all of us, not just the super wealthy. I will bring proven California leadership to the U.S. Senate. Well, it's proven to be a bust. So you're going to bring more of the same bullshit, basically. And he never mentions how he's going to fix problems. He just says they need to be fixed. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Thanks. What a heads-up guy you are, Kevin DeLeon. Nope. That's a no from me. He's based in Long Beach. All right, next. Paul A. Taylor, Republican. No photographs submitted. That's already a red flag. 40 years of business experience as an entrepreneur, jobs creator, developer of small businesses, and innovator of technologies. That's it. That's all he writes. You know, you got to have a little more substance than that. You know, I worked for 40 years. Elect me. You know, that's not quite good enough. Give me a little more, okay? Now, the next guy, another Republican named Jerry Joseph Laws, all he writes is constitutionalist and gives a website. That's it. And he's from Victorville. Let me tell you something. Victorville is in the middle of the desert. You do not want to elect anybody who's from a fucking desert community. Because 99 times out of 100, they're going to be some right-wing nut job. All right? That's another group I can't stand. I can't stand the ultra-lefty whiny liberals, and I can't stand the Bible-thumping fucking anti-abortion Christian conservatives. The two of those groups need to fucking go. We need some fucking balance. That's why the Republicans always get killed here. Because they're always pandering to the far right. You need to fucking focus on the middle, all right? The moderates. There's a lot more moderates than you'd believe, but they never get represented in the media or in politics. All right, next guy, Tim Gildersleeve. Geez, that name alone already says no. No party preference. Well, neither am I. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Next. All right, here's the rest of it. I stand for the poor, elderly, and disabled, environmental issues, unions, small business, and represent the average citizen. Well, the rest of that sounds okay, but I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Next. Don J. Grundman. No party preference. Now, he's got a lot to say. A campaign for sanity. Well, I like how that starts so far. There is no such thing as transgender. Agreed. It does not exist. What does exist are broken people who pretend to be the opposite sex and even mutilate themselves in the attempt. You know what? I like this guy so far. In our constitutional republic, we are free to be psychotic as long as we do not hurt ourselves or others. But we have no right to lie to children and teach them that this mental, emotional, and spiritual pathology sickness is normal, natural, or healthy in the slightest possible way. To do so is a very sick attack upon children and a form of child molestation. There is a massive social engineering campaign. Don't let the secrets out. To normalize the social pathology and social sickness of transgenderism. So-called transgender children are being used as weapons to attack and destroy normal, healthy children. The objectives of these attacks is to warp and then break the moral foundations of increasing numbers of children so that both current and especially future generations will be manufactured into psychotics and destroyed. This must be stopped! The children of our state and nation must be protected from this monstrous attack. Please join the developing national campaign to save children from the transgender hysteria and to ban the transgender mutilation of children. They gives out a website. That is fucking hilarious. I got a good laugh out of that. You know what? I would go along with this. I agree that there is a transgender hysteria going on. It's been blown way out of proportion and it's fucking ridiculous. Especially ever since Bruce Jenner did it. It used to be when a guy would want to dress up in women's clothes or even change his sex, nobody would give a fuck. It's like, all right, go ahead, you freak. And he would live his life and nobody gave a shit. But now fucking people like Bruce Jenner are portrayed to be some kind of heroes because they cut off their wang. No, you're not heroes. You're just a guy who cut off his penis. I don't even think he even didn't went that far. He still sounds like a man. He still looks like a man. I think he half-assed that surgery, even if he had the surgery at all. The only thing I don't like about this guy is he's going on and on about children, how we need to save children. I'm really sick of politicians when they pander to children and we need to save the children, protect the children. No, we don't. We need to discourage people from having a bunch of fucking children. That's what we need to be doing. That's what the Catholic Church ought to be doing instead of telling them to have as many fucking kids as you can because you'll get into heaven. Bullshit. But you know what? I'm putting a check mark by this guy. If I don't like anybody else on this list, I'm going to vote for Don J. Grundman just on that hysterical bio right there. Done. All right, next. John Crew, Republican. And all he has to say is, atrocity of abortion on demand must end. That's it. So we have another anti-abortion. All right, next. Aaron Cruz, Republican. Not too bad looking for a politician. A Latina Republican? Imagine that. Certainly don't hear about that in the media, do you? You should probably get chastised online. Less tax, less, comma, regulation. That's a red flag when the punctuation is wrong. And all the first words are in caps. It's like somebody on the internet wrote it. Less tax, less regulation, less government. Together we will make California golden again. Well, you know what? I like the ideals there. Simple to the point. Would be nice if she explained how she intends to do that. But you know what? She gets a check. Just because she's a Latina Republican. And the world's never seen one of those. All right, next. Herbert Peters, Democrat. Democrat, Christian, pro-life. Well, that's already a no. But let's go on. End inflation. Constitutional tax. Restore prosperity. Our first 100 years, we the people became the greatest wealth producers in the world with no minimum wage and after Civil War tax rate of 3.1%. Today, it's over 20. As government grows, cost of living grows, cost of housing grows, and homelessness persists. Reduce government. Close all 800 foreign military bases that cost $156 billion per year. Well, I do agree with some of that. Don't close all of them, but yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of them we don't really need anymore. You can't police the fucking world, for Christ's sakes. End warrantless spying, reduce cost of keeping secrets, and restore constitutional compliance, and more. Well, he's got some good ideas, but again, no ways to implement them. And how the hell is he a Democrat? Christian pro-life and lives in Lancaster. Certainly doesn't sound like a Democrat. Anyway, he's out. Moving on. Douglas Howard Pierce, Democrat. Now, first of all, this guy looks like, you know what he reminds me of? He looks like John O'Hurley. You know who that is? This English guy used to host Family Feud in the early 2000s when they had a lot of rotating hosts before Steve Harvey came in. Actually, he was the guy before Steve Harvey. He looks exactly like him. And if you need an even earlier reference, look up Max Headroom. He looks like that, too. All right. Excellence in serving our country. California native, Los Angeles, 20 years of service to my country and continent. I took on the perils of solving homicides across the nation, including cold cases, primary, secondary, and serial killers. Majority of cases have been missing children and young college students. This type of destruction known as homegrown terror, crimes against humanity. I work with all levels of law enforcement agencies in the pursuit of justice. Well, so far it's all me, 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 me. What are you going to do to solve our problems? That's what we want to know, right? And providing a voice for victims that will never speak again. Some of my cases that were solved have been missing from their families for over 30 years. I'm realistic the new criminal justice system, for some reason that's in italics, that I will both author and implement for California will offset this type of destruction. California is interwoven with all tribes of mankind, all codependent on one another, coexist. Now he sounds like some rambling old hippie. What, do you have one of those coexist bumper stickers on the back of your Prius? A strength that will never be beaten down, broken, held back, or made homeless. Have you looked around? Well, let's see, you're from Beverly Hills, so you've never seen a homeless guy in your life. I will uphold all rights of all people of the great California that speaks. And he lists about 25 different languages. Like, what the fuck is the point of that? And all he does is talk about his great accomplishments as a lawyer. I mean, fuck you. Moving on. John Thompson Parker from the Peace and Freedom Party. Yeah, Jesus, more liberal than the Green Party. End capitalism. Don't enable it. Trump's deportations. Another guy has to mention Trump in his bio. Police terror, giveaways to corporations, white supremacy. That's been going on long before Donald Trump. Long before any of us were even born. Misogyny, poverty are part of capitalism and inspired by the previous administration's record deportations and wars. Oh, you're slamming the Obama administration. Well, good for you on something. Your vote for socialist Parker, well, that's an automatic out, counts. It's not supporting enablers, yes it is, but instead inspiring a movement for revolutionary change. Oh, shut up. These fucking hippies, they just can't get over themselves. Just smoke some weed and be quiet. Next, Derek Michael Reed, a libertarian. I am a California for all Californians, a moderate and a problem solver, seeking to unite multi-partisan factions for solving major problems, primarily including immigration, imprisonment, and corruption. Second-class people live in the shadows. Prisons are overpopulated. Political and monetary corruption permeates government functions, and it always will. With 50 billion people hungry, 100 million unemployed, is there that many unemployed people in this country? And 20 trillion in debt, well, that number's true. The two major pandering political machines have failed the nation and have concentrated totalitarian power in D.C. As an engineer, lawyer, and military, market, and geopolitical analyst, system analysis offers a comprehensive solution set to many problems facing California and the country. Many problems flow from insufficient negative feedback controls. I seek to bring together, in compromise, opposing factions to find common ground solutions and to promote domestic tranquility. Other problems particular to California include indebtedness, poverty, homelessness, taxation, infrastructure. Again, a guy who's telling us all our problems that we already know already, but not really offering any solutions. He comes off sounding nerdy, you know. Americans do not respect nerds. Even if you have good ideas, you're too much of a nerd, buddy. That's a no for you. All right, next. Ling Ling Shai. Oh, great. So the panda from the San Diego Zoo is running. No party preference. Run for God's heart. Well, that's an automatic no. And America's freedom. Challenge the 2016 U.S. Oh, boy. Okay, that's all you're going to do is get in there just to challenge the election. I hate that Donald Trump got elected. I ain't going to run for Senate. So this is another one of the people that I was talking about in the last podcast that are running out of emotion just because Donald Trump is the goddamn president. Shut up. Get over it. You're not going to rehold the election. You're not going to fucking repeal the election. It's done. 2016 is 2 years ago. Get over it. No photograph submitted either. Already automatic red flag. All right, next. Jason Hanania. I don't know if I'm saying that right. No party preference. I am an attorney, an engineer, a former U.S. government employee, and the first techno-democratic candidate. Whatever that means. I have no political party, and I do not accept campaign donations. You will. They all do. If elected, I agree to use an electronic voting service. Now, that I agree with. Why the fuck haven't we done that yet? Well, the chances of fraud are extremely high. Well, they're high now. Just using paper, there's fraud. Might as well make it convenient. Of course, the other negative, the other con would be the government would have to run it. And you see how well government websites run, right? So look at the DMV. Holy fuck, how many times does that crash when you need it? All right. The e-voting service will be part of a user platform owned and controlled by the American people. Corporations and government agencies will have no control over the user platform. Yeah, if you believe that, then you believe Zuckerberg isn't personally reading all your shit. By the way, I got another 30-day ban on Facebook. Thanks. Thanks for the censorship, guys. Love ya. Go fuck yourselves. All right, you know what? This guy isn't a complete loon. I'll put a check mark by him. All right, moving on. I'm going to summarize these because some of these write either way too little or way too much. Next one, Allison Hartson, Democrat. Our current establishment is shackled by their addiction to power, another Trump whiner. After decades of catering to corporate donors, we now have a government that lacks the political will to pass even the most popular policies. We're all tired of pleading with politicians to represent us. So please let me represent you. I added that. Wouldn't it be great if you had a senator who's a true progressive? No, not really. In her heart and didn't need convincing? Why not elect someone who already believes in Medicare for all? Who's going to pay for that? $15 minimum wage. Lazy, we see how well that's worked. And publicly funded college. I have spent my life fighting for our working class communities. After teaching public high school for 10 years, oh boy, high school teachers, they're all loons. Every goddamn one of them. All right, blah, 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 blah. No, you get a no from me. Not interested. All right, next. Now, I already know I'm voting no on this one. Dianne Feinstein, Democrat. As California Senator, I work hard every day, no you don't, to be a strong and effective voice for our state's progressive values. Well, don't speak for me. I don't share your progressive values. Liberals always say she's not liberal enough. Really? Sounds pretty fucking liberal to me. I am a proud and consistent advocate for universal health care, women's rights. What rights don't you have? LGBTQ. Blah, 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 blah. I have taken on the NRA. I haven't gone anywhere. I strongly oppose Donald Trump and his agenda. Trump. Yeah. You know what? I'm not even reading your bullshit. You needed to die about 30 years ago, you old bag. Get the fuck out of here. Next, Lee Olson, no party preference and no picture. Lee's slogans, are, well, he couldn't even write this himself. He dictated to someone. His slogans are, representing our interests, not the special interests. Plus, he has a bunch of catchphrases. That's great. Getting government out of our wallets and out of our lives. All right, so he's got a bunch of slogans that everybody's said a million times before. Fuck him. Moving on. Next, Kevin Motis, Republican. The FCC forced rollout of the new 5G wireless technology and Internet of Things will force a cell tower transmitter in front of every 2 to 12 homes, emitting high-density, high-frequency wireless microwave radio frequency radiation. You know what? He does have a point. He does have a point. We're so dependent on the Internet and using our phones to do everything that we're frying our brains. And these cell towers are everywhere. And the really lame thing is they're disguising them as trees. They look nothing like fucking trees. You could tell those fake cell tower trees. We have a bunch of palm-looking ones in L.A. Get the fuck out of here. Wireless radiation has been proven to be harmful and will increase cancer, neurological disease, immune systems, disorders. They're doing this on purpose. And damage fertility, well, that's not such a bad thing, near the 5G transmitters. Studies have shown for decades that RF radiation has subthermal biological effects below our current FCC guidelines. 1996 Telecommunications Act, Section 704, has been used to ban you and local governments for even considering your health and safety when placing cell towers near your home. You know, I agree with that. We get so pissed off when something online doesn't come up within 5 seconds when we dial it up on our phones. So now I have to put even stronger transmitters all over the place and fry our brains quicker. That's what they want. That's the whole idea of social media. Get us doing really stupid shit and rotting our brains. Even more than TV used to do. This guy gets a check mark. Makes very good points. I like it. All right, well, that's it for Senate. Let's move on to Governor. Governor of California. Pay attention, children. Here we go. First up, Robert Newman II. Republican, no photograph. Pro, God, life, U.S. Constitution, parental rights, property rights, business. Another pro-God, pro-life. If these guys would just get off of that shit already. You know? Limited government, taxes, regulations. No geoengineering. That's it. That's all he's got. Well, not good enough. Another pro-God, pro-life moron. All right, here we go. Moving on. Delaine Easton, Democrat. Delaine Easton is the only woman elected. Okay. That's already a no. When they have to announce that they're the only woman or the first woman to do this or that. I'm not interested. I don't want to hear the feminism. Don't want to hear it. The only woman elected state superintendent of public instruction. All right, well, great job you've been doing, right? What superintendent do we have that's ever been any good? Our schools are fucked. Always have been fucked, all right? Overseeing California schools and responsible for 40% of the state budget. Well, now you know why we're in the shitter. During her 8-year tenure, Delaine moved California's per pupil spending from 47th to 27th in the nation. Oh, that's something to be proud of. Yeah, spend more money on these idiot kids. How's that been working out? Give them iPads. Delaine is running for governor because California has lost its way. What, is she saying that Jerry Brown sucks? Is that what she's saying? Did the Republicans cause that? Did Donald Trump cause that? Budgets are statements of value. Oh, what do you care about budgets? You were spending willy-nilly. To rebuild our democracy, we need to invest in education and create an economy that works for everyone. As governor, Delaine will foster jobs that pay living wages with equal pay. Build affordable housing. Oh, stop. Provide universal health care. Defend reproductive rights. Protect immigrants. Fight the climate crisis. Oh, will you stop? Same old rhetoric by the same lefty nut jobs. She's endorsed by the National Women's Political Caucus, the Young Democrats Environmental Progressive Caucuses, and the Feminist Majority. Bye-bye! She also has to let you know that if she was elected, she would be the first woman governor. Well, not this time. Next, Peter Liu, Republican. And the only thing he has in his bio is hashtag CESP5. What in the living fuck is that? We go on Twitter and see what the fuck that hashtag is. The only tweets about it are people wondering what the fuck it means. Well, go fuck yourself, Peter Liu. Next one. Gloria Estela La Riva. Peace and Freedom Party. Uh-oh. Far too long, corporations, banks, and the Pentagon have dominated society. Yes, we know. The result? Half of all people live in or near poverty. Half. Housing cost is skyrocketing, as it says. Immigrants get scapegoated. The prison population and police repression grow. The environment is being destroyed. Enough. Vote socialist. Get involved. Yeah, vote socialist. We'll fix everything. She's from San Francisco, as if you couldn't have guessed. All right, next for governor, a libertarian by the name of Zoltan Istvan. I am Zoltan, defender of truth and justice. As one of America's leading libertarian politicians, I am running for governor to restore equality, fiscal responsibility, and prosperity to California. Born in Los Angeles, I am an Ivy League graduate, former National Geographic journalist, who cares, really, successful Bay Area entrepreneur, and one of the world's top science and technology policymakers. So, what are you, in charge of the chemtrails? What are you talking about? A shortlisted potential running mate of presidential candidate Gary Johnson, I have the executive experience to lower taxes, end the drug war, defend your freedoms, and create new jobs. I'm pro-choice, pro-immigration, pro-small business, and secular. As a husband, father, and citizen, I share your values and see California restored with a potential new vision. Volt Zoltan!
Zoltan.
You know what? He's not completely out of his mind. Just a little bit. And that name is too fucking funny. You know what? Just for that name alone, I'm going to give you a check. All right? Moving on. Yvonne Girard, a Republican. Oh, a black woman Republican. Another thing you don't see very often. As a veteran and governor, well, you're not governor yet, lady. Don't get ahead of yourself. I will work to deregulate California and reduce taxes. I believe justice belongs to all, from babies in the womb, okay, anti-abortion, families of fallen military and first responders, to the historical wrongs not fully amended to Japanese, Jewish, Armenian, Indigenous, and African Americans. No child should ever live in hunger. All public K-12 student meals should be included in the cost to educate each student. Well, I don't completely agree with that. I think we should be encouraging less children, people having less children, as I said. If we encourage that, then we'd be spending a lot less on public education, right? She sounds more libertarian than Republican, you know? But she's from the fucking desert, and I already told you about people from the fucking desert. They got a couple of screws loose. All right, next. Christopher Carlson from the Green Party. Teach your children calculus and keep the planet safe, or feathered stones and empty bowls will also be their fate. Oh, gee, thanks. Why bother? Why are you even running? What are you doing? Don't you have anything better to do? Shut up. All right. John Cox, Republican. For years, the Sacramento politicians have been socking it to the middle-class taxpayers and small business owners. Fueled by the corrupting influence of special interest money, career politicians have saddled us with among the highest income taxes, sales taxes, and gas taxes in the country. No shit. They have piled on so many taxes, fees, and regulations that they made it impossible to build affordable housing while driving thousands of business and good-paid jobs out of state. I am a conservative small businessman running for governor to roll back the tide of tax increases and job-killing regulations that have made California unaffordable. I'm the only conservative in the race who supports the Second Amendment and is endorsed by the California Pro-Life Council. Oh, God. You know, you had me up until that point. On my first day in office, I'll put an end to the sanctuary state laws that shelter illegal felons and put all our families at risk. When our California congressional Republicans asked me to serve as chairman of the Real Campaign to Repeal the Gas Tax, I gladly accepted. Well, I would vote for you if you get that accomplished. Enough of the pro-life bullshit, though, you know? Get rid of the gas tax, and you've already done more than Jerry Brown's ever done, other than fuck up the state. You know, being Republican always makes me leery, but you know what? I'll give this guy a check. He's completely nuts. I just wish they'd get off the fucking pro-life bullshit already. I'm so tired of that. Stop with the pro-life stuff. Just get to the fucking issues, okay? You get rid of that gas tax and stop that bullet train, and then you're my guy, okay? You get those two things done, I'm with you. All right, next. Sorry, a fucking motorcycle just drove by as I'm recording. Asshole. All right. Josh Jones from the Green Party. Corruption, unaffordability, waste. This has become normal. I will change it. No, you won't. We're listening to you, with meetings in all 58 counties. A corporation is not a person, and money is not speech. Trans rights, not extra rights for corporations. Oh, trans rights. Oh, stop. We need to protect pensions, social security, sustainable energy, groundwater reservoirs, gain UBI, housing, oil royalties. Again, all the stuff that we need to do, but no hint on how to do it. Just, we need to do this, we need to do that, but I'm not going to give you any kind of hint of what I'm going to do to get it done. Fuck you. Next, Jay Brebiska. I think that's how you say it, a Democrat. I'm running for governor to make California better. I'm for the veterans, the homeless, because I was a homeless child, the seniors, the disabled, and the youth of California. I represent the poor, middle class, and those with no vote. I'm a proud American citizen, a retired medical doctor from Mexico, and the first immigrant from Mexico to run for governor of California. I'm not a career politician. With your vote, I'll fight for a better California using a common sense approach and promote prevention, taking care of the causes to avoid costly consequences. Keeping our citizens safe, demand transparency, justice and accountability, and respect for people's rights by ethical and respectful conduct from all state employees and enforcing the law to all equally. Stop elected officials using their office for personal gain at taxpayers' expense. Reducing regulations for economic growth, job creation, fixing infrastructure, lower gasoline and utility prices, and encouraging renewable energy, protecting our environment. Fiscal conservative, smaller and efficient government by reducing non-performing agencies. Yeah, good luck with that. Affordable health care with lower drug and hospital costs. Demand better and free education. You know, he's talking about he's a fiscal conservative, but who's going to pay for that free education? Come on, man. All right. Amanda Renteria, a Democrat. Government works best when inspiring public servants to do the people's business with humility, enthusiasm, and skill. Like that's ever been applied, ever. From Washington to Sacramento, we run into problems when politicians are allowed to buy their way into office. That's how it's always been done. This isn't a new thing. And use their power for personal benefit. In order to run for office, I recently stepped down from the senior team at the California Department of Justice. As the DOJ's chief of operations, I led a team of 1,000 dedicated public servants and managed an $850 million budget. The DOJ has locked up human traffickers, cracked down on polluters, protected immigrants' rights, fought for women's health care, not men's health care, shielding seniors from Medi-Cal fraud, and secured millions in student refunds from shady for-profit colleges. Well, nobody forced them to join those for-profit colleges. Prior to the DOJ, I was a math teacher in the Central Valley. Well, shit, all you need to learn there is 3 plus 3. A budget analyst for the city of San Jose, an economic policy advisor to Senator Feinstein, well, out. And the first Latina, here we go. I'm the first Latina, I'm the first, beep, 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 beep. First Latina chief of staff in U.S. Senate history. That gives me the deepest policy experience in the race, not fucking really. But mostly it shows that I've treated public service as a lifelong calling. Look at the ego of this woman, holy fuck. Californians take pride in being the frontiers of change in America, not for the better. That's why we can't sit back any longer. We need fresh faces and new ideas this year. It's time to shake things up. Yeah, vote for another Democrat. That'll shake things up. Fuck you. All right, next. Travis Allen, Republican. Born and raised in California, I've had amazing opportunities in this state. My wife and I are raising our daughters here. I don't care. I became a financial advisor and started my own business here. I was elected to the California Assembly 6 years ago. I even had the chance to break a Guinness World Record. Doing what? I love California and I'm proud to call it home. I want my daughters to have the California I grew up with. All white. However, our state is threatened by high taxes. No, we already have the high taxes, not threatened by. They're here. Burdensome regulations, soft on crime policies, and low education standards. We need to take back California. I have a 5-point plan for California. Oh, he has a plan. Cut taxes for all Californians. Okay, how are you going to do that? That's not a plan, that's a suggestion. Get tough on crime to protect California's families, not the criminals. Fix our roads and reduce traffic by spending our existing tax revenue for high-quality roads, not high-speed rail. Agreed. Agreed. Once again, provide the best education in America by giving our children safe schools and charter schools. Again, how are you going to do that? Here's the safe schools. I took them out of hiding. And complete the state water project to provide water storage that will preserve the delta and supply water to California's farms, suburbs, and cities. I have a proven track record. I authored the first effort to repeal California's excessively high new gas tax and car tax. Well, I fucking hope that happens. I hope you can make that happen. I don't know. I don't know if I like this guy. I don't care about all this shit about what his family does or that he's a Guinness record holder and he doesn't even mention what it is. What, he has the loudest fart? Or what? What was it? Yeah, I think I like the other guy, John Cox, better than this asshole. But if it came down between him and Gavin Newsom, I'll vote for this guy because I know Gavin Newsom. No. I haven't even gotten to him yet. Okay, now this name, here's an African gentleman. I am going to butcher this fucking name. Akinyemi Jesus Christ. Dude, with a name like that, you're never going to get elected. Call yourself fucking John Smith, okay? Akinyemi Agbeidi. Holy fuck. No. And his only statement is, mission statement, California strong. All right, my brother. Change your fucking name. Nobody can pronounce it. Desmond Silveria, no party preference. Endorsed by American Solidarity Party, which stands for Sanctity and Dignity of Human Life, Social Justice, Environmental Stewardship, and Peace. That's it. Nope. Michael Schellenberger, Democrat. Dear friend, I am a lifelong progressive Democrat. Well, fuck you. Who has fought for social justice, fuck you, and the environment my entire life. I was awarded Time Magazine's Hero of the Environment for telling the truth about climate change. What is the truth? What is the truth, Michael Schellenberger? Huh? Explain all those goddamn chemtrails that are all over the goddamn place. That have anything to do with climate change? Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Down to the end, he says, pioneer cheap, clean energy and electric self-driving cars. Not only self-driving cars, electric self-driving cars to prevent traffic jams and the deaths of more than 3,000 Californians yearly. So basically saying you're all too stupid to drive and you all must have an electric car that drives itself. Fuck you! All right, Nicholas Wildstar, a brother man. He's a libertarian, all right? I'm running for governor because elected politicians no longer represent the people of the state. They never really did, ever. As a 20-year working-class professional, I will defend residents from unnecessary taxation, regulatory bureaucracy, and skyrocketing costs of living. As a libertarian, I will not compromise your liberty for special interest groups' desires and will uphold the United States Constitution. And as governor, I will proudly serve for all the people of California. You know what? I like this guy. Just his name alone, Wildstar. Sounds too much like World Star. World Star! World Star! I'd elect Governor Wildstar. Hell yeah, brother man. You get a check. Where'd I drop? I dropped my pen. Fuck. Here we go. There's a Sharpie. That'll work. All right. You get a check, brother man. You know what? Gavin Newsom isn't even in the fucking pamphlet. I guess they figure, well, you know, he's lieutenant governor. You know what? I'll bet most people don't even know he's lieutenant governor or don't know that he used to be the mayor of San Francisco. That alone is a reason not to vote for him. Anybody that has anything to do with San Francisco should be automatically out. But the last candidate has got to be my favorite. His name is Johnny Wattenberg. No party. All he says is, why not? You know what? You get a check. You get a check. Why not? Why the fuck not? I like your honesty. All right. All right. And we'll speed things up a little bit here. I'll very quickly run through lieutenant governor because let's face it, nobody gives two fucks about the lieutenant governor, right? That's just the one who waits for the governor to die or be impeached and then take control. They also chair the Commission for Economic Development, a member of the State Lands Commission, Ocean Protection Council. Nobody cares. Nobody fucking cares. All right. All right. First up, Ilani Kunalakis. Oh, boy. Another person who should change her name. Real quick. She was U.S. Ambassador under President Obama. Blah, blah, blah. Proud to be endorsed by Senator Kamala Harris. Okay, out. Also from San Francisco. Another out. Cameron Garabiklou. Holy Christ. All he says is, because when the history is written, it'll say California rose up, resisted, and led this country forward. Oh, shut up. Look like a hipster douche. Oh, kill yourself. Jeff looks like Jeff Blech to me. If you ever read Magazine, you see Blech all the time. No, it's Jeff Bleich, B-L-E-I-C-H, Democrat. Let's see. Serving as senior advisor to President Obama and as ambassador to Australia, so blah, blah, blah. I did this, I did that, blah, 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 blah. Nobody fucking cares. Ed Hernandez, Democrat, blah, 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 blah. He was a grandson of immigrants. Yeah, we always have to work that in there, don't we? David Fennell, Republican. He knows how to fix Sacramento. How are you going to fix Sacramento as a lieutenant governor? There ain't jack shit you could do. Oh, he wants you to know, I did my Eagle Scout project at a California state park. Well, good for fucking you. Tim Ferreria, Libertarian. What makes a vote for me for a better California? The economy. Well, what are you going to do as lieutenant governor? You can't do jack shit. Then we have Lydia Ortega, Republican, another Latina Republican. My name is Lydia Ortega, and I'm running to be your next lieutenant governor. But you know what, though? At least she doesn't say any shit about, I'm going to be the first woman Latina lieutenant governor. At least she doesn't bring that up. And then we have Gail McLaughlin, no party preference. Senator Bernie Sanders, our revolution, endorses me. Okay, next. Oh, she was the mayor of Richmond. And you know anything about Richmond, California? It's one of the most ghetto cities there is. It's like South Central in Northern California. It's worse than Oakland, some parts of it. All right. Very quickly, Secretary of State. Well, what the fuck do they do? As the state's chief elections officer, there you go, the chief election officer. So that'll tell you something. Preserves California's history by acquiring, safeguarding, and sharing the state's historical treasures. Okay. Gail Lightfoot, a really old lady and a libertarian. Well, you ain't going to do shit, lady. Sorry. You just look like some old cat lady, you know? It's some, a lady who just walks around the streets of Glendale.
Hey, how you doing?
Alex Padilla. Now, he's the current Secretary of State, which means we need to vote him out. Vote him out. Goodbye. Thank you for the booklet. Now, goodbye. We have a member of the Green Party, Eric Rydberg. He's a Native American. Okay. It's not going to help you. And then we have Raul Rodriguez, Republican. No picture, but he loves this wonderful country, and he will restore the election integrity. Okay. Then we have C.T. Weber from the Peace of Freedom Party, and he writes about 5 pages of horseshit. Blah, 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 blah.
And then Michael Feinstein of the Green Party. California is a beautiful, richly diverse blend of people, ideas, and perspectives. Is he from San Francisco?
Nope, he's from Santa Monica. Oh, and he's the former mayor of Santa Monica. Well, here's a big fuck you. I hate Santa Monica, and I hate you. All right? Then we have Mark Buser, a Republican, and Ruben Major, a Democrat. All right, there you go. Secretary of State, do you care what they say? No, it doesn't fucking matter. Now, here's the one I am interested in. Controller. Now, the current controller is Betty Yee. Said yes to that high-speed rail. All right? Amongst other stupid things. With extensive finance experience, a reputation for fairness, and a commitment to the highest degree of transparency and accountability. Bullshit! Don't even need to read the rest of it. Don't even need to read it. You're funding the high-speed rail. That's all I need to see. That's all I need to see. Now, running against her is Constantino Roditis, a Republican. Let's see. I will protect taxpayers by auditing projects such as the California high-speed rail system. Yes. All right. That gets a check. I don't even need to see what the rest he says. Just get rid of that goddamn bullet train and get rid of the goddamn gas tax, for fuck's sakes. That's the only thing you should be doing. And we have a lady named Mary Lou Finley. I don't trust anybody named Mary Lou. Sorry. From the Peace and Freedom Party. Well, you ain't getting in anyway, so see ya. All right, for treasurer, let's see, Jack Guerrero, Republican. Greg Conlin, a really old Republican. Kevin Aiken from the Peace and Freedom Party. And he wants you to know that he will break the billionaire's economic and political power. No, you're not. No, you're not. And a Democrat, Vivek Viswanathan. Holy, these fucking names, man. Another reason not to vote for him, other than that goofy name, is he was a special advisor in the office of Governor Jerry Brown. Fuck you. And then we have Fiona Ma. Sounds like a band name or something. And she's a Democrat. And she's from Sacramento. And she sucks. All right. Attorney General. We have Eric Early, who's a Republican. And, of course, he's going to be tough on crime, tough on crime, tough on crime. He's going to prevent the endless flood of illegal immigration. Well, I thought Trump's wall was going to do that. We don't need your help. All right, then we have Dave Jones, a Democrat. He was the insurance commissioner. Oh, yeah, well, that'll make him a great attorney general then, right? Get the fuck out of here. We have Xavier Becerra, a Democrat, and he's taking on the Trump administration. Good luck with that. Another guy who has to mention Trump. And he does it several times, too, by the way. And then we have Stephen Bailey, a Republican. Let's see, retired judge of the California Superior Court. I will put the safety of citizens over the comfort of criminals. All right, well, you have the least offensive bio. I'll give you a check. This other guy who mentions Trump several times, and he's going to protect the dreamers, and yada, 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 yada. All right, insurance commissioner, do you really care about these jack-offs? There's only a couple of them. Let's just run them down real quick. Stephen Poisner. No party preference. He already was the insurance commissioner. Well, and he got voted out. He must be really good. You don't win. It doesn't matter. Insurance commissioner is a prick, no matter who the fuck it is. They have a woman named Natalie Hirizi from the Peace and Freedom Party and a Democrat named Asif Mahmood. Oh, he wants to let you know he's a, quote, triple threat to Donald Trump, end quote. Okay, moving on. Now, I'm going to skip the Board of Equalization, as I'm sure nobody gives two rats' asses about the people in charge of collecting your tax money. Fuck all of you, and I hope you burn in hell. Let's just run over the propositions really quick. Proposition 68 authorizes bonds funding parks, natural resources protection, climate adaption, whatever that is, water quality and supply, and flood protection. Absolutely fucking not. No bonds for goddamn anything. What, are you borrow more money from whom? We're so high in debt already, it's fucking ridiculous. All right. Proposition 69 requires that certain new transportation revenue be used for transportation purposes. In other words, the gas tax must be used for transportation-related projects only. So we need another law to tell the government not to waste the gas tax money and the vehicle registration money on things other than transportation-related projects. We need another law to tell the government how to do their job. Fuck you. Vote no. All right. Prop 70 requires legislative supermajority vote approving use of cap-and-trade reserve fund. Legislative constitutional amendment. So this has to do with the climate change bullshit. Vote yes on Proposition 70 to protect taxpayers and our economy and ensure California continues its leadership on climate change. Biggest proponent, Jerry Brown. Vote no. Vote no. Anything he's in favor of, vote against it. All right? All right. Prop 71 sets effective date for ballot measures, legislative constitutional amendment. This sounds kind of unnecessary. You know, sounds like a big waste of time and probably a bigger waste of money. Vote no. Just vote no. If you're never sure of what the benefit is going to be, just fucking vote no on it. All right, last one. Prop 72 permits legislature to exclude newly constructed rain capture systems from property tax reassessment requirement. Yeah, sure, why not? You know, the funny thing is, there's no argument against it. Okay, so if you construct raid capture equipment, you're spared for property tax. Sure. Why not? Vote yes. Or vote no. Who cares? That one doesn't affect most people in the state. And that's about it. That's the rundown. So I'm sure you're just excited as I am about these candidates. I gave you a couple of suggestions. Whether they have a funny bio or just a funny name, it's still better than what we've got now. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. Because I do this with passion. At least I try. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. If you're on Facebook, well, ain't shit I could do for you because I've been banned. But you can find me on Twitter at BigAngryPhil, Instagram BigAngryPhil. You can hear the show on TuneIn, BigAngryPhil Podcast. Find me on SoundCloud, BigAngryPhil. Find me on the Walk of Fame, BigAngryPhil. I don't remember where I sharpened it in, though. That's right. Get the Tom Likas Show app, TomEverywhere.com. Go to the Google Store, go to the Apple Store. Support, listen to the Gary Doodle Show, GaryDoodle.com. That's it for me. I'm out of here. Be back next week.